At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources. Used here with permission, the lesson covers Nehemiah 7 through 13. Feel free to hit pause and read Nehemiah 7 through 13 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. The second half of the book of Nehemiah shows a remarkable rededication of the Israelites to God and His law. As Ezra read from the book of the law, the people were confronted with their sin and overwhelmed by God's faithfulness toward them, despite their unfaithfulness. Nehemiah 9 tells us that the people stood and listened to the book of the law for many hours. As they listened, they were reminded of the history of God's people. They recognized their ancestors' sinful patterns of unfaithfulness to God's covenant, and yet God was always faithful. The people heard that amid their rebellion, God always called them back. In Nehemiah 9, verse 17, we are reminded of a description of God that is found throughout the Old Testament. Nehemiah 9, verse 17 says, "But you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in faithful love, and you did not abandon them." This description of God throughout the Old Testament reflected His unwavering commitment to Israel, despite their repeated rebellion. Echoes of this description are found in Exodus 34, Psalm 103, and Jonah 4. As God's people declared this truth, they understood how God remained faithful to them, just as He had been faithful in the past. And because God's character is unchanging, His faithfulness remains true today. One of the most beautiful descriptions of God in this passage is found in the word gracious. The Hebrew word used here conveys the idea of unmerited favor, such as a king stooping down to give favor to one of his subjects, or an adult stooping down to comfort a child in need. This concept of God's graciousness, however, finds its fullest expression in Jesus Christ coming to earth. Philippians 2 reminds us that Jesus did not consider equality with God something to be held onto. Rather, He descended to us. Jesus stooped down to our level to grant us something that we never deserved. Let's pray. We praise You, Lord, for Your faithfulness, even when we turn away from You. Help us be quick to confess our sins and help us follow You, while also sharing the good news of Jesus with others. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. In the people's prayer, they remembered what God had done for them. When you pray, do you praise God for what He's done for you? How? 2. In their prayer, the people recognize their need for God. Why do we all need God? 3. The people promise to be faithful to God. Do you think they would keep this promise? Why or why not? Our key passage for this unit is John 20, verse 31. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 20, verse 31 says, "These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name." John 20, verse 31. Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore the prophet Malachi in the book of Malachi.